will flow from within him. By this he meant the Holy Spirit. What you've been waiting for has now come to pass. What I've come for, that streams of living water will flow out from people, the streams that were meant to lift burdens and destroy yokes. This is the time. I'd like to, without going any further, I'd like to show you first what I want to explain this morning. And I do this with more than a suspicion of what this is going to mean in your lives, and with great joy on my part because of what it has meant to me to understand what I'm going to explain to you this morning. As I say, I have more than a suspicion of the blessing this is going to be for you personally, others through you, and your whole life. First of all, I need some help. I need someone. I could pick a volunteer, but is there someone who has a great craving to know experientially the love of God? I know everybody, that's in general, but we were talking now about God's love for you. We love God, and there is an anointing upon us when we express our love to God. We do that during the worship. But there is another thing, the love of God for us. And the scripture says in Romans 5:5, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Spirit who is given to us. In other words, it's God's desire that we know this love experientially, not just theoretically. It's nice to know that God loves the whole world and all that, but what about me? And I already generally, okay, but I need to sense it. I need to feel it. Sometimes in our lives, people who are very close to the Lord have a season where they desperately need this. Sometimes there are people who are just beginning with the Lord that need this as well. I want somebody, specifically this morning, who at this time of your life has a special need to sense the love of God bathe you. All right, come. The others who really have this need, if you will just receive as she receives, the same thing will happen where you are. But I want her here so that people... This is experimenting. I want to show you certain things. I want to show you now that what you have greatly desired, you can have if you just do what I tell you. Your part is simply desire. Lord, I need to sense your love. Not if it's your will, or wouldn't it be a nice thing? I really desire this. I really thirst for this. Lord, I must have your love. So close your eyes. You start working this in yourself. Close your eyes. This is very personal between you and Jesus. I must have your love, Lord. Right now, not later on tonight. Right now. Lord, this is my desire as well for my sister. Lord, I need this for her as well. Because you love her, Lord. For your love for her, Lord. My love for your child here, Lord Jesus. I desire that your love bathe her. And we're in your presence, Lord Jesus. Drinking you. Taking you, Lord, to ourselves. And I believe, in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of love comes upon you, sister. You will sense him putting his arms around you and embracing you and kissing you right now. That's how he loves you. come sit over here. We don't want to take this anointing off you. You just sit right here. You just close your eyes and enjoy everything. Just enjoy what's going on. One more. I'm showing you something. I'll tell you what's going on and how you can do it as well. I need one more person. Is there anyone here that came with a headache or some pains this morning? Come here, sister. The anointing breaks yokes, those burdens. It brings great blessings as well. But now I want to show you that, you see, I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit. But there's not one person in here who has less of the Holy Spirit than I have if you're baptized in the Spirit. There's no, we talk about, oh, his anointing is so great. That's a very loose way of looking at reality. The Spirit of God is the anointing. If you have the Spirit of God, you have all the Spirit of God everyone else has. I respect the ministry of Benny Hinn very much. But Benny Hinn has no more of the Spirit of God in him than anyone here baptized in the Holy Spirit, regardless of the age. What Benny Hinn has is 30 years of experience doing what he's doing. And he knows what he's doing. Our problem is we don't know what to do with what we have. We know that we're temples of the living God. And that's wonderful. I learned that 30 years ago when I became baptized in the Spirit. Temple of the living God. And that was great. But I didn't realize he came to me with the purpose of flowing out from me. And that's even greater. But now I want someone else, someone baptized in the Spirit, anyone baptized in the Spirit, to come up and lay hands on our sister. And you're going to say, come here, sister. And I'll show you that I can do it, but I just showed you I can do it. I want you to know that anyone here can do what I can do. And in this case, for healing. Because the Spirit of God is here to do dozens and dozens and dozens of things. Burdens and yokes. What does that cover? Is anyone here without a burden or a yoke or an oppression? If there's anything we have burdens and yokes. And sickness and pain is one of those things. And just as I sense the Spirit of God flow out of me, my sister is going to. Your part now is the same as our sister over there. You're going to express desire that this pain leaves you. See, when you're ministering the anointing, it is very good to tell the person who's receiving what they should do. Not just assume that they know what to do. If she will express her desire, her need, Lord, I must have, like the people who came to Jesus in the gospel, Lord, I must see. Right? We got to explain that. We got to take. Like the woman with the issue of blood who came and almost stole the anointing. She didn't even ask for it. Lord, I must have this healing. You just can't keep that in your heart. You, my sister, you must empathize with this. You must enter into her desires. I must have this for her. You say with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I need my sister to be healed.
My sister to be healed.
Right now.
Right now.
I need this pain to go.
I need this pain to go.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm in your presence, Lord.
I'm in your presence, Lord.
Drinking you.
Drinking you.
And I believe in my word of faith.
And I believe in my word of faith.
It's with burdens and yokes. And to just stand there with your hands behind your back and do nothing. That's pretty terrible. When you have the ability, the capacity, and the understanding of how to alleviate that situation. This is laying a burden on you. But this is why he came. This is why the Lord came in this verse. And then what do you say we put it to use? Everyone, okay? Good idea? Alright. Jesus says, if anyone thirsts, right away, this has got you. If anyone thirsts. He doesn't say if the pastor or the pastor's wife thirsts, or the elders thirst, or if any hymn thirsts, or an evangelist thirsts. Anyone. Is there anybody here who is not in anyone? Anyone here who is not in anyone? Are you in anyone? Are you? This is you then. If anyone thirsts, right? Anyone thirsts. You cannot say now, I'm not worthy. You cannot say I haven't been to seminary. This is anyone. As soon as you receive the baptism of the Spirit, this is for you. To cause the Spirit of God to flow, to lift burdens, to destroy yokes. If anyone thirsts. Alright. He gives us four things to do in order for this flow to begin. He says, if anyone thirsts. You notice when I was praying here, or instructing here, I was saying, you got to express desire. I need this to happen. Thirst. When you're thirsty, you haven't had what you need for a long period of time, and your tongue is crying out for what the whole of your body needs. It isn't just your tongue that needs the water. It's the tongue that is the messenger from the legs and from the arms and from every part of you. I need water. Thirst. It's something I must have. I've got to have this. Now, we can look at this in the religious way, but that's not what Jesus is talking about. Certain things that the Word says we should thirst for, we should thirst after righteousness, thanking God, and I find as readily as speaking in tongues, I'm in your presence. And Lord, I'm taking you to myself. You can start out like this the way I did without any understanding, Lord, about why something's going to happen. But I'm just taking it myself, Lord. And I'm going to now believe. And we know what is entailed with believing. You must believe that it's going to happen before you start feeling anything happening. See, you don't need to believe. Once the anointing starts flowing, it isn't much faith now because you're into experience. But when you're starting out, and you're starting out with your mouth full of spaghetti, and you're ministering the anointing, so you got to now believe that even though your body's enjoying this particular thing, yet as I do what the Lord says, the anointing will flow. I'm believing something I haven't seen. And you must call that which is not as though it were. The anointing is beginning to flow right now. And then you sit, or you stand, or you just wait, drinking Jesus. You know, he flows. And the guarantor, the Lord Jesus, has proven to you that he's what he has given you the Spirit for will always result as you do the four simple things that he says. You see why you don't have to go to Bible school for this? I'm not going to Bible school. I'm not studying the Word. I study the Word. It's so rich. There's so much to get out of it. My gosh. But we should be actively involved in this ministry of the anointing. And your pastor explained that you can do this with unbelievers. I won't go into a long song and dance of how I learned this. But I found out that the Lord wants the Spirit of God to fall upon all flesh. And that means unbelievers as well. And you know why we come back continually? Because we need the anointing. We need the refreshing of the anointing, don't we? I know that you guys, I'm sure it's the same with you guys. I must have the anointing manifested to me. Let's go into the proof of the pudding to show you how you can do this as well. First of all, the Word says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, right? We have this treasure in earthen vessels. 2 Corinthians 4:7, I think it is. And you're going to understand now a little bit more about why that term is used, treasure. A treasure is something that can be used to obtain the thing which you need at a particular time. Now, I know the Holy Spirit is precious. You come up here, my sister. You come up here. Anyone else? Look, I am offering treasure. Come on. If there's anybody that doesn't receive treasure when it's offered to them, I mean. Everyone else? Praise the Lord. Good congregation. I've been in congregations where when I make that offer, 80% come forward. Pentecostal congregation, 80% come forward. Amen. You know, there's no such thing as a Holy Spirit, as an old Holy Spirit that comes forth from an old man, and a young Holy Spirit from a young person. There's one Holy Spirit that comes forth from all of us. One of the greatest things, believe me, about age, you don't age in this area. You know that? You don't get old in this area. And there's as much ahead of you and more than there was behind you. I'm more excited about my future than my past is gone. But I'm more excited about what's coming. Because you know what the Lord tells me continually when I see some wonderful things? Really, it's just like, Dad, you ain't seen anything yet. And when you can say that when you're in your 70s and look forward to your 80s and your 90s, why not? There's no such thing as an old Holy Spirit coming from somebody. We're going to do the same things that we did here. Lord, I must have the baptism. I must have your Spirit come upon me, that he dwells with me in a way for power that I've never seen before. That's very simple. I must. You will sense, when I say the Spirit comes upon you, you will sense the Spirit come upon you. At that time, then you're expected to do something. Because your part in this matter of tongues is to lend your mouth to do this, because the Holy Spirit is not going to speak in tongues through you. You must speak in tongues. And to help you out, let me just give you a little example of how this will happen very easily. Consider a baby in his mother's arms. A baby maybe 7 or 8 months old. The baby doesn't have to say, Mom, I love you yet, right? But the baby knows when it's comfortable. Of course, his mother's breast, you know. Baby knows things are good here and knows this creature is something I need. And the baby looks up to the mother and, oh, go, 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 oh, go, go, go. If you ask the baby what it's saying, he's saying, I'm seeking love. But he doesn't know the words, right? So if when the Spirit comes upon you with your eyes closed, you just look to Jesus. Remember, that's the Spirit of God on you when you sense this wonderful rush of a good thing within you. And you just start speaking sounds of love to Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Let it come forth. He'll give you the rest in tongues. Now, is that simple? All right. Now, close your eyes and express with me your desire in words following after what I say. Lord Jesus, I need the fullness of the Holy Spirit in my life. I want to be a container from whom the Spirit goes forth to do things in the earth, to glorify you, to bless others, to bless me. So I come into your presence, Lord. And I'm drinking you, Lord, with great expectation. Don't say another word in English. Because the next sound you're going to make these sounds toward Jesus of love like a little baby would. Because, Lord, this is my desire as well. Lord, I need each one of these to come into the blessings, Lord, that you've given us of the Holy Spirit. I need the fullness of the Spirit in their life, Lord Jesus. They need it, Lord, for the love that you have for them, Lord. And I'm in your presence, Lord Jesus. And I'm drinking you, Lord, because I know all this comes from you. You are the one, Lord, who will fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I believe right now this happens to me. In the name of Jesus, this is my desire, the desire of everyone in this room, that the Spirit of God come upon you. Right now, Be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Don't stop. Don't stop. I can't hear you. Jesus, Ula da Shabala, Jesus, Ila da Kasa. Come on. If you don't speak, you won't speak in tongues. That's it, brother. That's it, sister. That's it, sister. Pastor, you want to lay hands on anyone? Come up and join you. It's of more than anything. So you're going to minister to you something that is so precious to me and I need continually. I wake up in the morning. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning, it's like you've been in the worship service all night, you know, you feel the Spirit and all. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're colder than a mackerel. You know that? In fact, the Lord lately has been that way more than it has the other. But I know I can get into the presence of God instantly by ministering the Spirit for myself. So this will be very precious to you. And put it to work right away. Whenever you're going to worship, wherever you're going to be, wherever you're going to read the Word, wherever you're going to minister, do this first. I was doing it in the car coming down, ministering to myself, the Holy Spirit. Because you have the Spirit. And look, you're going to get the Spirit's going to confirm this. I say it, maybe you never heard of it, but when you feel the anointing come upon you now, maybe you'll believe the anointing, right? If you don't believe me, put your hands on your chest. Everyone, close your eyes. And you can minister the anointing to anything, to yourself, as you can minister to someone else. You have Him for your needs. Holiness, separate from the things, separate from any habit of sin, separate more unto you. You can minister the Spirit to anything and everything He's in the world to do. Right now, the presence of God. Lord Jesus, I need your presence manifested to me right now. I come to you, Lord, and I'm drinking you. And I believe, and my word of faith, the Spirit of God begins to bathe me with your presence. The Spirit of God is upon me right now. Just wait like that. And look what you're doing to yourself. Look at the anointed beginning yourself. Lord, I must have more. I must have more, Lord. I must have more, Lord. Remember, the anointing never gets rusty. You can use the anointing 50 times a day. It'll always flow. It's your job not to let it get rusty.
Now, there's one little tidbit that we want to be...